It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Where everybody, look, it's Dave Johnson.
Yes, yes, on YouTube. Streaming, yeah. You're all over the place. And again, your interviews that you put on YouTube, just fantastic.
Thanks, sir.
Some of we will, of course, give credit, but if you go to Wizards Radio 24/7, or wizardsradio247.com, you can hear some of Craig Hoffman's interviews. That's where you're real.
You can
find content everywhere.
That's where your home for the Wizards is 24/7. You just get Dave all the time. What more could anyone want in life? Fresh off the trip to Mexico City, where the rookies continue to play incredibly well, basically leading one of the three of them, Keyshawn George, Alex Saar, Bub Carrington, leading many of the NBA's categories amongst rookies. When you look at Keyshawn, though, what has impressed you the most about him? Because I think he's the surprise, because he's the last of the three. It's very easy to be overlooked when you're the mid-20s pick compared to two lottery guys. What has impressed you so far about Keyshawn George?
Well, I think it speaks to what Brian Keefe and what we're going through right now is these players have the freedom and they feel it. And at one point, and I think it was Saturday night, although as I go through customs, I also lost my memory. Somehow I didn't check my memory. But at one point, you know, he was 2 for 9 shooting. What that tells me is he wasn't afraid to take 9 shots. And see, that's what people have to remember. And I think about, you know, and I'm getting off track here a little bit, but you think about Johnny Davis, what we're seeing him now, much more confidence, whereas in his rookie year, it's taken him longer. He was basically passing the ball before it even reached his hands, where the rookies, all of them, including Keyshawn George, look, his defense, he's relentless. He's coming up with steals. You know, this is an athletic league now. And so, you know, if you can have a George bring the ball up and Alex Saar bring the ball up, it's not the basketball that even we grew up with where that's the guy who's the point and he handles the ball and he shoots and he does this. That's not basketball now.
Yeah, it's the positional flexibility. And nice to talk about that with the Warriors in town tonight because they're, I don't want to say the team that invented it, but they're the team that has mastered it. You know, that prime of their dynasty was built on the fact that all five guys could do everything at all times. And by the way, you had two guys who could do one thing, put the ball in the basket, better than anyone else in the history of the league. But when you look at Saar, you've seen so many rookies come through here, so many great defensive players come through over the year, both home and away. What is it about the production is there in terms of shot blocking? What is it about the way he defends where you go, oh, that's different, that's how he's able to do it, or something that gives you maybe even hope beyond the numbers long term?
Well, some of those blocks were against some guy named Bam Adebayo. And he had 4 blocks on Saturday night, obviously the numbers, and he puts them in a category of rookies, including David Robinson and Shaquille O'Neal, most blocks to start their career. That's a pretty good category. Not bad to be put into. But it is how, you know, he uses his body and how he adapts, because he's got a body to use, quite frankly, in terms of the athleticism, the length. But just having it doesn't mean you know how to use it. And I think about he got 2 fouls early, yet he didn't foul out. And so that tells me that he's learning as the game is going on. This is his first time seeing a Bam Adebayo. So he's adjusting. He knows what Bam's doing. That's the other part of this entire rookie class is, yes, we always love to talk about before a draft. It's broken down, you know, all these terms, athleticism, length, da-da-da. But up here, that's the cerebral. And for those of us, I pointed to my head for the YouTube, but for
the radio audience,
I'm pointing to my head. It's that really is the difference of do you succeed or not succeed in the NBA? Because I'm redundant just saying how talented these guys are, how scouted they are. So they've got to be smart, and Alex Saar and all of them are showing that they've got that stuff like athleticism and toughness we like to talk about, but they have what we don't see, and that's the smarts.
You can go to any AAU tournament and see a lot of athletic kids.
Yep.
The ones that are going to eventually make it to the league, like that, it is the up here mental part of it. And I think Will and obviously Michael understand that. Their scouts that they have now understand that, and it's really cool to see that kind of coming through on the court. Dave Johnson, as if the voice doesn't just self-identify immediately with us here live from Capital One Arena here on the Hoffman Show. Again, tonight we have Maryland Hoops here on the Team 980. So Bloomberg 99.1 is where you will find Wizards and Warriors. Pregame 6:45, tip-off at 7:15. We're still awaiting word on whether Steph Curry is going to play. And it was funny, I was talking to my wife earlier today, and she goes, are you going to stay for the game? Sometimes I do the show here, and I get out pretty quick after listening to you guys on the way home. You know, I might wind up texting you during the broadcast because I'm listening. But she goes, are you going to stay? And I go, Yeah, I think I'm going to stay for a while at least tonight because I frankly don't know how many more times. Not that Steph is on the verge of retirement. We just don't know. Like, this is a guy that is right. still doing it at such a high level this late in his career. Do you have a favorite Steph Curry story that comes to mind of whether it's a moment that you've gotten to call when he's facing the Wizards or a story that you've heard just being around the league? Is there a favorite Steph story?
You know, I right away, one does not come to mind, only because we, to your point, we only play them twice a year.
Sure.
Thankfully. twice a year. Having said that, I think just the knowing, you know, Davidson like I do, because I'm getting off track here, but I covered college soccer in the 90s, and Davidson is not a basketball school. It's a great school. If you want to make a lot of money in life, go to Davidson, but not –
To play basketball, unless you're Steph Curry.
You'll be a chief executive somewhere, but that's where we first discovered or first learned about or could realize what his potential was. So I just think it gets back to what we were just talking about. Why do people make it in the league? Is the fact that he's Del Curry's son help? Well, not so much the DNA as the smarts, as we're talking about. How do you produce like he produces on that consistent level where the whole league has not been able to figure him out unless you're smart? And that to me is why, you know, people are going to come tonight, quite frankly, wanting to see Steph, not knowing because that's why we don't know. Look, he's played three games, but he's not going to take 40 off and then pick up. He's going to pick up at some point. Maybe it'll be tonight. He was out there shooting around, from what I understand earlier today. He shot around yesterday. You know, is the theory, all right, let's get him a little bit of mileage on the road here. So it's possible he'll play tonight. But, you know, what scratches your head about the Warriors, they're dealing with an injury to Steph Curry. But Buddy Hield is leading, a guy named Buddy Hield who can score, is leading in scoring. And, you know, they're 5-1. So they're still getting it done. But it's, you know, what excites me is it's just like the other night against Miami. That was clearly a step up, with all due respect, from Atlanta.
Right.
The Wizards lost that game because they didn't make as many shots as Miami did. And that's no embarrassment. In terms of losing 118-98, the Heat made their threes, the Wizards did not. But if you look at some of the numbers inside the game, it's what we wanted. The Wizards
especially
competing.
Especially the young guys. Yeah.
Especially the young guys. And our friend Chase Hughes tweeted out something, and he's great. Look at he's in advanced stats. The Wizards right now are fifth in the NBA in getting open threes. That's an impressive stat. Now, their percentage needs to be higher. They're only shooting 35%
right
in getting open threes. But what it says is they're doing something right offensively and how they're working the ball around. Fifth in the NBA
right
in getting open threes in a league where you better get some open threes. Now you got to make some threes.
Right.
Make a few more on Saturday. It's a closer game.
It's funny because a stat like that could be looked at one of two ways. Either that's good offensive process, or it's like, maybe they're just continually finding the guy who's open for a reason. But the thing is, like, right now that guy is Alex Saar, but they're working on it so that eventually teams are going to go, oh, no, Alex Saar is open for three. And that is a multi-year process. I think the fact that he's continually taking them right now, like, he's not scared. To your point about Keyshawn George the other night, they're not afraid.
No, and they'll make threes. And they will. And they know. And the guy who missed, never got going the other night, Corey Kispert, he will make threes.
Yeah.
So to your point, you're right. You know, does that mean the guy's open for a reason? No, these were guys that can make threes, and had they, it would have been, I'm not saying a different result, but certainly a different scoreline.
Sure, and especially for a guy like Corey, who's one of the best in the league. All right, I know you just talked to Brian Keefe. If folks want to hear that, 6:45 is the pregame over on 99.1, Bloomberg 99.1, your home for the Wizards. Tonight, of course, Team 980, typically your home for the Wizards, which is where we have Dave Johnson with us each and every game day. Dave, always a pleasure. Great to see you in person.
Well, and it's great to see you in person. We're going to get a better... I mean, not this is bad, this backdrop, but we're gonna spruce it up.
We did have a really nice like Wizards display behind us last time.
We'll get that. I'll get that sorted out.
Okay,
I'll get that
Dave's
sorted
on
out.
It. Right. When we get back to the football, it is our pick six at six next.
Did the Commanders win?
I heard they did.